I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio 1 till 4. After 4 o'clock, you go to the iHeart app, John and Ken on Demand. That's the name of the podcast. You listen to what you missed.
We spent a lot of time on a particular bill that's been in Sacramento for some time now, Senate Bill 14. The reason we did that is because it was a no-brainer. Should child sex trafficking be a serious crime and subject to a strike under California's three strikes law? Who would disagree with that? Turns out a bunch of Democrats did in Sacramento. Public safety committee members kept killing the bill.
I was going to say
that's why we followed this, because this is unbelievable.
I was going to say perverts, but legislative Democrats, that's a synonym.
In fact, there was a bunch of Democrats who supported the bill. It's just that they weren't on the public safety committee. And that's who kept turning their back on this bill. They literally walked out. The public pressure eventually led them to let the bill hang around. And we're now going to find out where it is.
She's not here yet.
Okay, well, she held a news event today. This is State Senator Shannon Grove, a Republican from Bakersfield, about the progress of Senate Bill 14. And the word is that it's in the Appropriations Committee, but it's in the suspense file. When I saw that headline, because the California Globe picked up the story and said, is it getting killed once more?
Well, let's find out. She's finally here, and it's Senator Shannon Grove, Republican from Bakersfield. Shannon, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks, guys, for covering this. Sorry about the delayed call.
That's all right. The suspense file, that sounds ominous. So when is it going to be voted into law, since you have so much support?
You know, that's a hard number to give. It still has to get off of suspense from the Appropriations Committee and move to the Assembly floor for a vote. And then it would go straight to the governor's desk if we got it past those two things. Suspense vote is this Friday. We're asking everybody to engage in the process. We've worked over the break to educate everybody on this, on you know, the bill, answer questions if they had them, the whole bit.
Well, let me ask you this. There's 120 members of the California legislature, right? 80 in the Assembly, 40 in the State Senate. You have 64 co-authors. You have more than half of all the legislators in Sacramento. How does this not pass if they've all signed on to be a co-sponsor?
Yeah, that, you know, I had a lot of co-authors and co-sponsors when it failed in public safety, too. So it's this is all laying on the appropriations chair, Mr. Holden, Assemblymember Holden. I'm excited that I have 9 co-authors on the Assembly Appropriations, and I'm excited they get to vote for the bill on
Friday. All right, who's is this a guy, Holden?
Yeah, Mr. Holden is from the Los Angeles, outside Los Angeles area.
What's his first
Pasadena.
Name?
Pasadena. Chris Holden.
Chris Holden. So he's in charge of whether this thing makes it out of appropriations.
He is the chair of that committee, and he will make a recommendation on Friday, and I hope it's a recommendation of a due pass. If it is not, we do have 9 co-authors on the bill, and we're hoping that they have the opportunity to vote for the bill to get it to the floor. Yeah. My hope is everybody in California that we've heard from, including you guys in the media, if I had a dollar for every time you guys said, this is a no-brainer, I don't know why they can't pass this bill, I'd be a very wealthy woman, okay? I would. Because it is, whether you're Democrat, independent, or Republican, selling children for sex should be a serious felony.
Well, let's look at your statement here and talk about it. It's in the Appropriations Committee because they're evaluating the cost of incarcerating the traffickers. That's what they're doing. Yes. That's what the appropriation. So what? So there might be a chance that they don't want to pass this bill because it costs too much to incarcerate the sex traffickers of minors. Could that be?
Well, that's the argument, that it costs too much, $120,000 a year per person.
Oh, wait. Or is this is that a cover story? They just don't want anybody in prison. Even if you're selling children into a child rape situation, they still don't want to put you in prison.
That was the argument in the Public Safety Committee. They don't want to put people in prison, but I said there should be exception for selling children for sex.
Because I don't believe money arguments, because they spend hundreds of billions of dollars every year. So I go deaf when I hear money arguments. I don't believe them. It means that you don't want this to happen. You don't
The analysis said nothing about the cost that we pay for mental health services, housing. We had a 10-year-old that was rescued from a human trafficking situation in Tulare County. She's a product of the foster care system. The state is going to have to take care of her till at least she's 18 or 25 because of transitional youth in the foster care system. The bottom line is none of that was calculated into the analysis, but I am confident and I have hope that this bill will get off the Assembly Appropriations Committee and go to the floor, where we do have over 50% of the state assembly members over 50% of the whole body.
Is this the last hurdle? And then it could be voted on by the full floor?
Yes, it's the last hurdle. It could be voted on by the full floor, like I said, where we have 46 co-authors. That's over half of the state assembly. And then it goes straight to the governor's desk.
Now, is anybody on the Appropriations Committee that you know of already talking about problems with the bill, or?
No, and that's what I was asked today in the press, too. Has anybody got back to me? It's been sitting there for about 48 days, so if they were going to ethically work with me on something that they had a problem with, they would have done it already.
Well, because let me ask you, did they debate any of this honestly? Because I find that there's just a lot of nonsense, public posturing, theatrics that go on here. They don't want to put people in prison. So they can come up with all kinds of glorious theatrical arguments that involve all sorts of other phony issues. But it just comes down to that. They don't believe none of these guys believe in prison anymore. They think everybody should go free no matter what your behavior is.
Well, this would be a monumental statement. It'd be one of the first strikes reinstated in quite a long time in the state of California. So it would be monumental. But I think it's worthy of the exception to make sure that people that sell children for sex have a strike offense. Now, you have to understand, we're in California. This affects repeat offenders. So if you sex traffic a minor, you go to prison for 12 years, get out in 3.5 because of good time credits and criminal justice reform, and you go on about your merry way and a productive member of society and don't commit another serious or violent felony, my bill doesn't touch you. But if you sex traffic a minor again or do another serious and violent felony, then you have a strike. So this is targeting repeat offenders.
Well, I'm telling you, there's gonna be holy war if they don't pass this thing Friday. Yeah,
this media availability you did today, were there any of your reporters who were questioning you hard on this bill?
Yeah, we had a couple of hard questions, like, you know, did you talk to anybody? Do you have amendments? Is there somebody? Are you going to accept amendments? They're asking the same questions that you guys are talking about.
Okay, I just wondered if someone was questioning it on the grounds of they don't want to imprison more people.
They did say that as well.
Just let them know the trick of voting on this on the Friday before a long holiday weekend. If this thing doesn't pass Tuesday, we're going to raise hell over this. So it's not going to be forgotten by the holiday weekend. That's They're not going to do a Friday night dump and get away with it.
Well, I thank you guys for that.
Yeah, we'll have you back on.
I hope we don't have to do that. I really do. We have thousands. We've got 80 nonprofits, 80 organizations, and thousands upon thousands of Californians have. Elon Musk tweeted about it, right? thousands of Californians have engaged in this process. And if you were to ask, like I said, any independent Democrat or Republican, 99.9% of them guaranteed would say sex trafficking, yeah, selling child for sex should be a serious felony.
Yeah. Selling children for sex.
Yes.
Selling children for sex.
Not a serious crime.
I don't want to hear any arguments from this crowd. If they vote this down, then they're in favor of selling children for sex. And we're going to read their names and we're going to present it exactly like that. These people approve of selling children for sex. So if that's what they want Tuesday afternoon to be about, we're ready to take it on.
State Senator Shannon Grove.
Hopefully I'll text you guys on Friday and it's going to be on its way to the assembly floor and we can celebrate.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that. Thanks for coming on.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, State Senator Shannon Grove, Republican from Bakersfield. She's got that bill that we talked about at length months ago, which would make child sex trafficking a serious crime in California, subject to a strike under our three strikes law. Unbelievably, it got held up in the Public Safety Committee in the Assembly. It did make it through, and now it's in the Appropriations Committee. And as Shannon said, if it passes that committee Friday, it will be voted on by the full Assembly, where it's expected to pass, because she's got a lot of co-authors. But 46 Assembly members have co-authored this bill.
Chris Holden is running the Appropriations Committee. He's got to get it passed out.
There are 80 members of the Assembly with 46 co-sponsors. I think she's got the majority she needs.
Right? Yeah, you recognize the last name?
Chris Holden.
Nate Holden? Nate Holden's son, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Remember Nate Holden, the city councilman?
He's the first politician I had a public fight with on TV out here.
How about that? Yeah. I don't remember that, but now I do remember him, but I don't remember you fighting with him.
Yeah.
Was it over crime?
It was on Channel 9, and I said something that he got insulted by.
Took umbrage?
Hard to believe, yeah. We got more coming up.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
If you just missed the interview we did with State Senator Shannon Grove, Friday they're going to be voting on making it a felony again under three strikes if you sell a child for sex. The big vote is Friday. If you missed the interview, it'll be on the podcast posted shortly after 4 o'clock. And one quick thing, maybe the tide is slowly turning a little bit.
Mm.
This from the National Review, and I want to get the clip if there's audio of this. A Democratic county supervisor in San Mateo, his name is David Canepa. He told NBC Bay Area, enough is enough. All this retail theft, all this sort of crime, enough is enough. We really need to look at state laws. He's talking about Prop 47. What we have in place right now is not working. We cannot go on like this. I had supported Prop 47, which basically said you wouldn't prosecute. The crimes were at a much different level when it's up to 950. I thought it was a good idea at the time because I thought we need to give people an opportunity. We need to give people a chance. I made a mistake. It was a big mistake. You have to acknowledge your mistake. By doing this, what we've done is we're letting people take thousands and thousands of dollars. And why should people, everybody else, be subjugated? So there you go. Major Democratic political figure in San Mateo, California, saying, made a big mistake. We got to dump Prop 47, which was written.
We got to dump it. There was a bill. There's a Democratic legislator had a bill that was going to lower the threshold down to, I think, $500. But they need to throw the whole thing out.
Yeah.
And I don't think that bill went anywhere.
No, that was
like a year or two ago.
Yeah, there's these ideas to tinker with it. It ought to be repealed. Just out and out repealed. This was a George Gascon abortion. This is what he produced.
Yeah.
All right?
You're right.
And look how he's destroyed Los Angeles County. Smash and grab. But 5 years ago, did you hear about it? Something called the smash and grab? No, it didn't even exist. Now it's
Prop 47 gave us the homeless problem, complicated and compounded, and gave us the robberies. That's great.
The worst proposition.
2014 was the year for that one.
Yeah. The worst proposition ever in California in terms of how badly it damaged quality of life here. And it's Gascon and it's Jerry Brown who lied like hell. And I was reading something about Prop 47 the other day, how much money Brown put into getting that passed. And, you know, now.
Yeah, he thought it was his mission to empty the prisons.
Yeah, I know. And
all because some judge said, they're too crowded and they're not getting good medical care. So Brown took that to the unbelievable level of just emptying the prisons and making sure they stay that way.
That was his opening. He always wanted to dump people out of prison. And a normal person would have just built more prisons. In fact, they had funding in the legislature at the time to build more prisons.
That's what AB 109 was. That was the bill to build more prisons. They turned it into the prisoner dumping bill.
And it pisses me off so much when I go...
2011 was the year. I'll always remember that.
I hear people. I hear this on television. Well, you know, the governor had to do something because the judge said the prisons were overcrowded. It's like, you stupid SOB. No. If the prisons are overcrowded, then you build more prisons. You could build a separate prison for each criminal, for all I care.
All right. When we return, we're back on the migrant front. Well, it looks like another bus from Texas has arrived in Los Angeles. Migrants being sent here by the state of Texas. I think it's the 11th. But, John, the city council might be making a move to go after the officials in Texas for sending the buses. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about this really disturbing story about smuggling some migrants into the United States, and the smuggler is suspected to have ties to ISIS. Remember that name, ISIS? All coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock, iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast.
You know, certain things stick in your head with the radio show and things that came up on the air after all these years. Remember after 9/11, there was a fear that terrorists could come in across our southern border and attack us again?
Yes.
Right? They could be smuggled in or they could just find their own way into the country. We had a congressman on, I think, from Texas. There was another who was the big terrorist group at the time? Al-Qaeda, right?
Al-Qaeda, yeah.
Right. And then there was a separate story sort of also involving Texas, involving invading insects called cicadas. So yeah. we call them the Al-Cicadas. And that always just stuck in my head. The invasion of the Al-Cicadas.
The Al-Cicadas.
Well, we have a story that the FBI is investigating. A dozen migrants came to our border seeking asylum. They're from Uzbekistan. But the problem is the smuggler has ties to ISIS. I haven't heard much about ISIS lately, have we, though? Right?
No.
Remember they had their own currency? I thought they were the big thing.
Well, we blew most of them up.
I guess that's what happened with them. So the FBI says they don't have a specific plot, but this did set off some alarms. And they're trying to figure out who these people are, and they don't believe necessarily that they're part of any actual terrorism plot. They think that the smuggler, who may have had ties to ISIS, was just doing this to make some extra money. He wasn't actually smuggling them in there to attack us. He was just trying to make some dough by helping them get to the U.S. That's what they think. But they don't take any chances, allegedly, so they're going to do a full investigation into this ISIS-linked smuggler. They don't think he's a member of the group, but maybe an independent contractor.
A freelancer.
Who has personal sympathies with ISIS. They now believe it's unlikely he was assisting them at the behest of ISIS. But,
if you have a wide open border for 3 years, how could you not have a lot of bad guys tumbling into the country?
Of course you could.
You must.
But we said this 20 years ago, you know, when Bush was president and there was a pretty wide open border too. I thought that, you know, the day would come when there'd be a crowd of terrorists that would get into our country and work out a plot. But
why hasn't that happened?
Turns out this particular smuggler was Turkish. And that Turkey. It's always a tricky country, isn't it? And they don't believe that. They think he was just a run-of-the-mill smuggler, not an agent of ISIS. At least that's the thinking right now. Now, on a related front with the migrants, you probably heard on KFI News, the 11th bus of migrants from Texas has arrived in Los Angeles. 11. Now, there's only like 40 people at a time in these buses. Not like thousands are coming here, but
no,
still it becomes a media event every time it happens because, you know, they shouldn't do that. It's just inhumane. It's terrible of Texas to send their migrants to Los Angeles. Well, these people have no idea what's going on.
That's phony posturing, too. That if nothing bad has happened to any of these people, if L.A. has declared itself a sanctuary, then they come here and the L.A. government takes care of them.
Again, the thinking in Texas is this is too many people for us to handle, particularly some of our smaller border towns.
Well, it is.
We need the American people to share.
And
why not pick on a sanctuary city to share?
Well, it's 2 to 3 million people. Only big cities can handle those kinds of crowds. I mean, this is obvious they were going to end up in the big cities. It's obvious you would send them to New York and L.A. and Chicago.
On June 9th, the L.A. City Council approved a motion seeking to formally establish the city as a sanctuary city.
Well, there you go. On June 8th of this year.
Yeah, this year. Yes.
Okay, this year. So this is not some rhetoric from 10 or 20 years ago. This is June the 8th. Well, right. Okay, so you're a sanctuary. This is not a debate anymore. You asked for it. You got it.
So you can add the city of L.A. to the list of governments, including Sacramento and Gavin Newsom, which is now the city council's asked the city attorney to investigate whether or not any crimes were committed by Texas officials sending these migrants to Los Angeles.
No,
we still have that story.
There are no crimes. There is no story. That's, again, just
posturing.
Posturing.
It's, I like the word posturing.
It's just theatrics.
Trying to position yourself as, I am going to stand up against this. This is inhumane and it's a stunt. So therefore, I'm going to investigate it. But
every one of them that comes to L.A. gets a welcome bag of goodies Karen Bascon.
What's in the bag?
Oh, coffee.
You mean like Eric Garcetti's welcome bag for the homeless?
Yes. You get a Karen Bascon t-shirt. You get a Karen Bascon coffee mug. Sure you do.
Wow. Do I get toiletries?
You get, yes, Karen Bascon toilet
Any
paper.
Any beer in the bag?
Huh? You might get a beer. Sure.
Vodka?
Huh?
For you, vodka?
You might get some vodka.
Apparently, yeah, they've been well received, and apparently they're coordinating now with Texas. Texas is telling LA that a bus is coming. It's not like this just shows up out of nowhere.
All right, so there's no.
You're right. The churches show up, the nonprofits who are hungry for more money show up.
And there's no investigation. There's no crimes being committed. There's no surprises here. This is going the way they want it to go. They want to take in these migrants in LA. They said it clearly on June the 8th. So everybody should stop reporting nonsense. There's going to be no lawsuit. There's going to be no investigation. It's just nonsense.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of calls already, but we invite your Moist Line comments. Use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST. 86. I think this might be my favorite story of the day. We're getting into it here at the end of the show. As you know, last weekend, brawls broke out at a couple of malls, one in Torrance, one up in Northern California. Well, you were right, John. Some of it may have something to do with National Cinema Day, where they're offering $4 movie tickets. So people, teens, came to the malls and began fighting each other and fighting everybody. Mm-hmm. So now we have a report from Fox 11 reporter Phil Schumann, which made me smile a bit. There's one mall in the Inland Empire that is trying to do something about teenage misbehavior.
A little tough love, Moreno Valley Mall style. The tentative plan to require unaccompanied minors to register their names, parents' names, addresses, phone numbers on the mall website, sign a pledge agreeing to follow the code of conduct, and wear a photo ID when they're in the mall. Angela Luna, whose 10-year-old son comes here, on board.
I think it's pretty good that they should do that. I mean, I don't see why not. Because, I mean, you come to the mall and the kids are usually running all over the place.
Others, not so much.
Get better security, honestly. That's all they need to do. Because it's not really the kids, it's just no one's supervising them, so that's pretty much it.
They have security, which apparently was overwhelmed by at least three groups of kids fighting Sunday, big crowds from a $4 movie night. They had to call the sheriffs. The mall's owners, who wouldn't talk on camera, apparently implemented this plan at another property in Florida. A Facebook post by a manager put it bluntly. Mall security is not a babysitting service, and it is the responsibility of parents to raise their children to be respectful to others and to compose themselves accordingly when out in public. Will the ID plan deter bad behavior? That's what parents and mall employees just aren't sure about.
I don't think that's a bad idea, but what good is just, you know, knowing who they are? If anything, you just solve a problem. I don't think knowing who they are is going to solve a problem.
It seems a little extra to me. But something has to be done, so I guess I might not have the exact answer for that, but something definitely has to be done.
Yeah, whether it's mall brawls or the more drastic smash and grab, something has to be done. But as you heard, the question is what? When would this new policy go into effect if it in fact happens? Alex and Christine, I'm told they want it by the holiday season, which is fast approaching.
You can see, though, the kids put the name tag on, they walk away from the desk and just, like, toss it in the trash. You'll have to have a security guard walking around saying, where's your name tag? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a stupid idea. Why don't you throw them in prison when they're caught? why is everybody overthinking this? You catch them in a crowd, you throw them in prison. We just told you the story that some of these...
Well, they're not smashing and grabbing. We're just talking about kids who are acting rowdy, I guess.
Well, you know, if the rowdiness is a crime, then throw them in jail, too. It's a public disturbance. You know what? I remember, you'll remember this. I figured out a long time ago, how do you keep riffraff out of a business? You don't give them cheap stuff. You don't give them free stuff. Ooh. Remember when we were doing clubs at the Jersey Shore?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, we were hosting dance nights.
Yeah.
And there was one place that was getting riffraff coming in, and it was an uncomfortable crowd. What did the guy do? A cover charge.
Cover charge, right.
That cleaned up a lot of riffraff. They didn't want to pay the $10 or whatever it was back then. That's what you do. You don't give away $4 movie tickets because most of the movies are aimed at teenage guys. So what are you going to get?
The theaters are desperate because attendance is still down from pre-pandemic. So they're trying to do anything they can to bring in people. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, you charge them extra money and you put them in prison and the problem goes away. Oh, my God. The new president of CNN just walked in. Holy crap.
That's great.
Wow.
I didn't know he was up for the job.
Yeah.
I do things quietly. I don't peacock around here like the rest of you. I do things quietly.
Wait a minute. This is Wednesday. What's going on?
Well, he wasn't here yesterday. He was signing papers to run CNN.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It's exciting.
He was in negotiations yesterday.
You're sure it's not the other Mark Thompson?
There is not another Mark Thompson that I'm aware of.
Yeah. No, the one that was on KLOS radio.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, that's Mark Thompson. Yeah, the one that won the gold record award that was sent here accidentally to you.
Or the race car driver.
You mean there's multiple Mark Thompson?
Is this your real name?
Or
the guy that plays for the Dodgers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it your real name,
yes,
Mark Thompson? Yeah, that's on your birth certificate?
Yes, it is.
Really. Ken wants to see it. He doesn't believe
it. Well, I
know. It's like a good TV radio name. So
I'm happy to provide it in my next visit. But my visits are going to be a little less frequent since I kind of have moved up to an executive position.
Okay. Ken and I have a request. Dump Wolf Blitzer, all right? As soon as you get in tomorrow.
Okay. Wolf is not long for
I can't look at him anymore.
Yeah. But everybody, all of them, taking care of all of y'all. So don't worry.
All right. Well, yeah. Conway and Thompson tonight. This is exciting.
Oh, it's very exciting. We got that that hurricane. Is they still calling it Hillary to hit Florida?
Oh, and you got the right guy with you there.
No, it's Idalia. Idalia.
Idalia?
No, it's
wow.
Idalia.
Really? Never. Minimal prep.
look, it's not on our coast.
Agreed, but, agreed. Know. We had Hillary. We got that right. Right.
Yeah, who cares?
I never met an Idalia, so I didn't know.
I listen to Florida radio all the time, and they totally ignored Hillary last week. So
this, there you go. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Turnabout. Right, good.
They get the bird. And then we also have one of your friends coming on.
John Mankiewicz, he is executive producer of Bosch, of House of Cards, of House MD, and now they've got an Audible series with John Hamm, Kate Mara. It's a brilliant true story, and he'll be on to talk about it right after 6 o'clock.
See that? He's connected there, Tim.
And then, by the way, you guys have got to listen to this, though. The 5 late-night talk show hosts all getting together for a podcast.
Yeah, they're doing a podcast.
I can't wait for that.
How is it?
I've heard the trailer, and it is going to be spectacular. Mm. Yeah, in all the right ways.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
In all the right
ways. It's 5 guys getting together, like you know.
Are they naked? What?
Like the United States is missing that.
Yeah, I know. You know?
Oh, it's going to be great.
All right, Dig Dog.
We're going to go through it every night.
Yeah, they've been forgotten. they have, really. Conway.
All right, Dig Dog.
Yeah.
His Excellency Mark Thompson.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bow before me.
And Mondo, Kruger. Back from boot camp.
Mondo. All right. Oh, everybody. All right. It's a crowded house here. Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.